preach on the grace of God.
And
how God's grace changes our lives.
Let's
pray. Father, we're going to look at your word and we want you to speak to us. Encourage our hearts this morning. We want to follow you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I find it very hard to change. I was wondering, after living in Madagascar for 9 years, how have I changed? In what ways? When I try to change myself, I feel pretty powerless. I think that's why we speak of the fruit of the Spirit and not the fruit of self-effort. The fruit of self-effort isn't very big. Small, rubbish fruit.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's there, most of the time it goes away again. But the fruit of the Spirit is of the Spirit. And He's limitless. He's powerful. And He's working in our lives. And I understand it's actually the grace of God that's working upon us and working within us. So I want to make a few points about the grace of God so you better understand it. You can understand it more. I want to show you how it's the grace of God that actually enables you to change. The first thing the grace of God does in our lives is it gives us a new identity.
In Luke 15,
open your Bible there if you want. It's the well-known account of the man who had two sons.
And
the one goes away and he sins a lot and then he comes back to his father. And I just want to read verse 21.
22 and 23. Luka tuk fatime ambefulo ten endin farakambropulo katram fatelambropulo. Ary ilay zanany nanao taminy hoe, raiko, efa nanota tamin'ny lanitra sy teo anatrehanao aho, ka tsy mendrika atao hoe zanakao intsony. Fa rainy kosa nanao tamin'ny ankizy lahiny hoe aleo aingana ny akanjo tsara indrindra ka ampakanjoy azy ary asio peratra ny tanany sy kapa ny tongony ary ento ety ny zanak'ombina fa ka vonoy ary aoka isika hihinana sy hifaly fa ity zanako ya
that's it
izay le izy.
The truth is stated, I sinned, I'm not worthy.
Nolazaina le fahamarinana.
I shouldn't be your son. I'm a failure. What does the father do? He ignores that. He doesn't even have a debate. He just says, bring a robe and put it on this person. And put a ring on his finger. You know why you put a ring on somebody's finger? It's a declaration of ownership. She put this ring on my finger. I belong to her. I put a ring on her finger. She belongs to me. God put a ring on your finger. He says, you belong to me. The Father puts the robe on. It says, you carry the riches of my family, the identity of my family. Bring a calf, let's celebrate. We're together. That's what God does to us when we don't deserve it. That's grace. Grace means you are receiving favor that you didn't deserve. And God's accepting you even though you're unworthy. And there's a way that God does this by paying that price, by sacrificing that calf. He provides that robe, that covering. All at his own expense. In this story, it was the older brother who never went off and sinned. It was his inheritance that was now being transferred to the younger brother. Because the younger brother received his inheritance and left home and went and spent it all on sin.
Satile zanaka lafa le faruzanya izy efa naharainy anjara lovany dia nandeha izy dia nolaniny tam fahotana tany ny anjarany.
And so everything that was left in the household was actually the future inheritance of the older brother.
Kaze sisa tavela tao an-trano zany a iny le hoe ho anjara lovany le zanaka lamatoa iny.
And the father says, spend it on the sinning son.
Dia le ray anefa niteny hoe lanio amin'ity zanaka nanoto ity ireo.
Jesus is your older brother. Who had the only inheritance that was left. And the Father takes it and says, I'm going to give it to you. You will receive.
Ni ray anefa maka an'lezy dia miteny hoe omeko anao le izy andray an'izany ianao.
At Jesus' expense.
Jesus no miatrika ny sarany izany rehetra rehetra izany.
That's grace.
Izay le fahasoavana.
You don't deserve it, but you receive it.
Tsy mendrika an'le izy ianao nefa ianao mandray an'le izy.
God accepts you into his family and gives you this new identity at the expense of Jesus.
Mandray anao ho ao amin'ny fianakaviany Andriamanitra, manome anao mahenao anao vaovao Andriamanitra, ary Jesosy no miatra amin'ny Jesosy izany sarany rehetra rehetra izany.
But the grace of God doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with salvation. It continues in our lives and begins to change us. You see, what happens is when grace, you start to appreciate what God's done for you.
Hitanareo ny zavatra mitranga ny amin'ny fahasoavana manomboka makafia ny zavatra izay nataon'Andriamanitra ho anao ianao.
Then we read more about the grace of God and we find out in Titus, Paul says, the grace of God teaches us.
Dereva mamaky bebe kokoa mikasika an'ilay fahasoavan'Andriamanitra tsika dia hitatsika any amin'ny Titosy any a miteny hoe ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra dia mampianatra tsika.
It teaches us to say no to ungodliness.
Mampianatra tsika iteny hoe tsy ny amin'ny zavatra izay tsy araka an'Andriamanitra.
It teaches us to live self-controlled honorable lives.
Mampianatra tsika iaina fiainana mahafetena ary fiainana mendrim-boninahitra.
And so the grace of God should be working in each of us.
And I
often thought about that scripture. How does grace teach me to say no
to sin? Why
would we need to be taught?
I mean,
you already think you know right and wrong. But now you need to be taught. Well, either we can't truly discern what is sin and what isn't. Or perhaps we're afraid to admit that
there's
sin is sin. And that's actually more realistic. We don't want to admit that sin is sin. We want to pretend that we're better than we are. But then how does the grace of God teach us to overcome sin? It's taking me years to realize how this works because it's actually a deep concept. It's not the law that's coming now and pointing out my sin. The law still does that. But the grace of God is actually enabling me now to say no to sin.
And
how does it do that? It does it by telling you that you're accepted. That you're loved by God. As you are. In your sin. Paul said in Romans 7, I do things I don't want to
do.
I'm doing things that I don't understand. I don't want to do these things, but I still sin.
And
if I don't want to do it, but I still do it, then it's not me, it's sin living in me. If you can acknowledge that sin lives in you, it takes a great amount of humility. And it's there that this grace operates because it says you're accepted even though you're a sinner. And it transforms you by enabling you to see sin more clearly. And to see sin in yourself. And grace positions you to be honest. Because now you know when you admit your sin, you're not rejected by God. You know why you won't confess your sins to me? Or why it's so hard to go to your spouse and say you messed up in some way?
It's
because you fear rejection. But the grace of God comes and accepts us in our sinful state.
Kaneva le fasovanandre manta tunga de manaike tsikis yon lewe na dewele tuera na ma panuta tsikas.
Which means now you actually can confess your sin to God without fear of rejection.
Zanwe zoino avaka miyaken fautana omnandre mant artsmila matawatanwe so de love nyako.
And this begins to give you a reason for changing.
You
see, grace has given you access to God.
And
that access cannot be stopped by your sin. Because Jesus can take care of your sin. He can deal with it. He can remove it.
So, people
who avoid only the consequences of sin, they go straight back to their sin when they have opportunity. They don't change. So some people, like one account of a story about a guy who used to be verbally abusive to his wife. His wife threatened to leave him. They went for marriage counseling. He got very nervous he was going to lose his wife, so he said, I'm going to stop speaking harshly to her. For 6 months, he treated her more gently. But then it seemed like she was staying and he had avoided the consequences of his sin. And then he was abusive again. He went back to his sin when he thought it was safe to sin. And he hadn't changed at all. And his wife eventually left him. What do we learn from that? He didn't actually deal with the sin. And he didn't love God or his wife enough to change. He stayed the same because he didn't love enough. But people who experience the grace of God properly, they start to do something different. They start to enjoy God. When you truly experience the grace of God that He forgave your sin, and that He forgave you because He loves you, you start to love Him back. And you come into this relationship that becomes so sweet that He loves you even though you're a sinner. Suddenly you realize that's the most precious thing in your life. And over time, what the grace of God does is teach you how precious He is.
Dele fasova nandemanda me manumka mapianata nawe uyotane wonan masar bidiazi.
And you're experiencing His love, His acceptance.
Dema man manumka mandren ftiavane nao sun fanekene nao.
You're enjoying Him for who He is.
Dema kafiaze nao amaiziazi.
Suddenly sin doesn't look so attractive anymore. Why would I want to be abusive with my wife if I'm experiencing the love of God and I know that displeases Him? So the battle against sin depends on you encountering the grace of God and experiencing His love. And when you start to enjoy His love, you stop doing the things that don't please Him because He is most precious. And so the grace of God actually forms the basis for your repentance from sin.
You're
saying, because I have received God's love, I no longer want to do the things that displease Him. And you're making a choice between two things. You will always choose the thing that you prefer. I offer you two different things.
Ret mi zavatra anakiroa atolotro anao.
Samsung iPhone, I don't know. Just two different pizza and rice.
Ret ohatra, ty zao misy pizza de ty misy vary.
You're going to take the one you prefer.
Se tinao amireo no alainao.
The grace of God shows you a God who is worthy to be your choice. When you discover He's the best, sin becomes second best. And you say, I'm not going to carry on with it because I've got God. And because of the grace of God, because you're accepted in His love unconditionally, you can be honest about sin. You can say, I'm tempted.
Or,
I messed up.
I
sinned. But you come back to God because He's worth more. That can't be technical or academic. It has to be love. So grace changes you because you realize it gives you access to God that you never had before. So what do I do when I'm trying to deal with temptation or sin? Grace shows me that I don't fear punishment and try and hide.
Ny fahasoavan'Andriamanitra dia mampiseho anahako hoe tsy mila matahotra fanasaziana ka mila miafina.
But instead, grace is like me catching a smell of the most wonderful aroma that draws me back to God. It's like somehow sin tricked you into going and playing in the sewage in the gutter. But when I start to, wait a minute, what am I doing? I can have God.
I
can enjoy His love. I can walk in communion with Him. Why am I sitting here in my sin? It's way, way, way worse. It's God is first place and this sin is a distant second. It said of that younger brother when he came to his senses. He got up and he went back to his father's home. He wasn't expecting to be accepted. But we have the gospel. We know it proclaims acceptance. We come back to God. We discover He's the one that loved us all along. I want to finish there. It's a simple message. But it's a strong encouragement to you. God's arms are open wide when we turn back to Him. The grace of God teaches us to say no to sin. The grace of God offers us acceptance in God's family. Maybe you've never even understood the gospel. Maybe you've never been a Christian. God has already paid the price for your sins in Jesus. You just have to turn to Him. Or maybe you've been messing around in some sin. Not repenting really, but just controlling the consequences. God can change you deeply. When you say, God, I'm making you, I'm choosing you as the sweetest thing in my life. I want you above everything.
Let's
pray. Holy Spirit, won't you come and draw our hearts? Pull us closer to God. Heavenly Father, we want to turn to you and we want to find you in our lives. We want to set you apart as the most sweet and precious thing. We want to love you wholeheartedly. Help us to see your grace and to stand in it and to live in it and walk in it, that we can have you and you can have us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.